The Tamaroa is a 200-foot steel tugboat that sailed to the beaches of Iwo Jima in World War II and spent the decades after rescuing people for the Coast Guard. Wednesday afternoon, the vessel will reach its final resting place at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, 26 miles east of Fenwick Island. Tim Mullane of Colleen Marine has been preparing the ship for months and will sink it by cutting holes in the hull and slowly flooding it with water. He says it's suspenseful in those final moments before the ship goes down.
For me, it's kind of like waiting to have a child born. Sort of the opposite, because the ship's going on to its next life.
The Tamaroa's next life will be as part of an artificial reef made of other old ships and even some New York subway cars. Delaware co-manages many of these reefs with Maryland and New Jersey. They provide structure for invertebrates and shelter for fish on the sandy seafloor, which boosts ecosystems and fishing. And Mullane says it's a good ending for a ship with a rich history like the Tamaroa. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.